And the Lord loved Abram, and he had compassion over him. And the Lord came down and delivered Abram from the fire, and he was not burned. But all the cords with which they bound him were burned, while Abram remained and walked about in the fire. And Haran died when they had cast him into the fire, and he was burned to ashes, for his heart was not perfect with the Lord. And those men who cast him into the fire, the flame of the fire spread over them, and they were burned, and 12 men of them died. And Abram walked in the midst of the fire 3 days and 3 nights, and all the servants of the king saw him walking in the fire. And they came and told the king, saying, "Behold, we have seen Abram walking about in the midst of the fire, and even the lower garments which are upon him are not burned, but the cord with which he was bound is burned." And when the king heard their words, his heart fainted, and he would not believe them. So he sent other faithful princes to see this matter. And they went and saw it, and told it to the king. And the king rose to go and see it. And he saw Abram walking to and fro in the midst of the fire. And he saw Haran's body burned. And the king wondered greatly. And the king ordered Abram to be taken out from the fire, and his servants approached to take him out, and they could not, for the fire was round about and the flame ascending toward them from the furnace. And the king's servants fled from it, and the king rebuked them, saying, "Make haste and bring Abram out of the fire, that you shall not die." And the servants of the king again approached to bring Abram out, and the flames came upon them and burned their faces, so that 8 of them died. 32.